Now let's have a chat about the things smartphones have replaced, and you've got a couple of aspects there.
Look, I do, and because I saw an article that was 101, but we haven't got all morning to talk about 101 aspects. So we've got to remember things like the landline. We used to have landline. Really, if you've still got landlines, people, honestly, get rid of them because only scammers ring them. The answering machine's really gone now, Lee, has it?
It has.
Yeah. Payphones are pretty well gone. Telstra have got a few lying around now. But remember, we always had to carry change when we went out, didn't we?
We did.
Just in case. Beepers and pagers as well are pretty well gone now because they can just call us. And phone books. I don't think the white pages, I don't think I've seen a copy of the white pages or yellow pages of business in quite a while now. Have you seen one, Lee?
They're very, very thin. We got our new copies the other week and they're a lot thinner than they used to be. There's not as many numbers in there, so it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And writing is different now. Notebooks are still around, but the notebooks have really been have taken the place of note apps on your smartphone as well. We always make notes on our smartphone. Sticky notes as well, pretty well gone. Remember, we used to put sticky notes everywhere as well. We don't, you know, I don't think many people use them now. Pens. Two thumb typing on your smartphone is sometimes quicker than writing with a pen. Letters as well. You know, we don't send as many letters as we used to, do we, Lee?
No. Email was the way to go.
Email's the way to go. Greeting cards out there have taken a real hammering on there as well. The address book, physical address books, I don't think are actually used anymore. They're all on your smartphone as well. And diaries. Remember when we had diaries as kids out there? We'd have tiny little lots of them. It really is our smartphone now.
And just before you wrap it up there, as far as books, I still think books are very, very popular too. Still, people still like the solid copy, I for one, and that's what you're
yep.
hearing a fair bit. So bookstores, you're going to be active for a number of few years as well, which is good news.
Exactly.
So they're the things that smartphones has replaced. There's quite a few there, but not 101. We'd be here to 9 o'clock, as you pointed out. But we do have an unusual tech story of the week, haven't we?
We do. Do you remember Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation?
Got the album at home, LP.
Yep. So that she had the song on there, Rhythm Nation, because it was such an amazing song, but believe it or not, Lee, the tune could apparently crash people's hard drives with a weird frequency.
Wow.
So it turns out the song contained one of the natural resonant frequencies for the model of the 5,400 revs per minute laptop hard drives that many manufacturers use. So they had this frequency within it that actually caused the hard drive to vibrate to the point of failure. So what they had to do was they had to put a filter in the computer's audio receiver to detect and remove the frequency before processing. Amazing. Janet Jackson breaking computers.
When I go through the Janet Jackson on my computer, I'll just bypass Rhythm Nation and move into the next track, I think, just to protect the hard drive. Father's Day, not far away now for our dads. Got a couple of tech gift ideas under $100.
Yeah, I do. One's over $100. The Echo Dot, fourth generation, works as a speaker that you can play your favourite music, check the weather, read the news, and even switch off smart lights if it's installed. That's about $44. If Dad is a forgetful type that never charges his phone before he goes out, get him a power bank so he can plug it in while he's out. That's about $30. They start from about $30 on up.
Nice.
If you want to buy him something flash, Sennheiser noise-canceling wireless headphones. Built-in equalizer, 30 hours of battery life, voice assistant compatibility on there as well. Everything Dad could need to shut the whole world out from outside and just listen to his favourite audio book. Or music. They're about $179. Great value for those. So a couple of cheapies and one reasonably expensively.